Today's biggest stories, tomorrow's newsmakers in the capital city. Your host is Michael Cohen for the Capital City Recap on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Good evening. Welcome to the Capital City Recap, 1320 WILS. I'm Michael Cohen with producer James Platy. First of all, I do want to note there is a $300 reward being offered right now for a neglected, for information on this neglected Siberian Husky puppy. It was found yesterday at noon at Mount Hope Cemetery. If you've not seen a picture of this dog, you can check it out on lsj.com, at Lansing State Journal's website. Poor little animal. If you have any information on this, give Ingham County Animal Control a call. So on today's program, we'll be talking about the complete devastation of Michigan's fruit crop. It may sound like a simple agriculture problem, but for an industry that generates over $90 billion a year for the state, it's likely to be a problem for all of us. And if you've seen that shocking cover of the latest Time magazine involving a mother and her three-year-old son, you'll want to stick around to find out what an expert pediatrician thinks about it. But first, the cap is now off, and cyber schooling is about to go big time in Michigan. Governor Snyder today signing legislation that lifts the current cap of 2 cyber schools in the state, allowing for 15 by 2014. To get reaction and a better understanding of what going to a cyber school is like, I'm joined by Brian Klocek. He is the principal of the Michigan Connections Academy. It is one of the 2 existing cybers here in Michigan. Brian, thank you very much for joining us this evening.
Thank you for having me and the opportunity. Appreciate it.
Your own children, those are the teachers who work at Connections. Do many of them enroll in cyber schools themselves?
Currently, we have one of our staff members who has a student enrolled in the cyber program, but other than that, nobody else does.
Well, let's start with what the critics are concerned about. They say that Connections Academy and K-12 Inc., which are the 2 schools that exist here, that they are these corporate cyber schools. They're found across the country, and they're concerned about having this kind of corporate infrastructure taking over our systems here in Michigan. Let's begin with how vast is the Connections Academy network right now?
Connections currently has schools across the country, 22 states. But what I can tell you is that when we come to work every day, our number one focus is on the students and families that we serve. And we're very proud of what we've been able to accomplish in 2 short years of being in existence, and certainly are very appreciative of the support that we receive, not only from them, but also from the people, members of the Michigan Department of Education, and the supporting state legislators of Senate Bill 619 that was signed by Governor Snyder today.
Do you know how many students approximately are currently in the Connections Academy network, and is there any real limit as to how many students you can actually take on?
As far as Michigan Connections Academy itself, we're going to be bound by the legislation that was taken. But throughout the country, the number of students enrolled in full-time cyber education is anywhere between 1% and 2%. But again, here in Michigan, what we're able to do is to work within the parameters that have been set through the legislation.
Now, we've heard about these waiting lists to get into the 2 schools that exist right now. So give me a sense of just how much demand there is and how long of a waiting list currently exists at Connections.
The first 2 years of existence, we've had waiting lists in place for both years. We are currently in open enrollment phase for the 2012 and 2013 school year. And because we are only able to fill X amount of slots, as we are still capped for this upcoming year, we do currently have a wait list again for this upcoming school year.
Well, can you give me some numbers? How many students do you have? How long is the waiting list in terms of numbers?
Right. Well, right now, because it's so early in the enrollment process, we filled just over. We had 115 slots open in our KA program that we were able to fill through a lottery. And everybody now who completes the enrollment process will be placed onto our wait list. At its peak last year, it was quite significant. And we always field phone calls about from parents who want to enroll their kids. And we are always, only able to tell them that, to complete the process and be put on the wait list, in hopes of a slot to open. However, now with the passage of this new legislation, in a year from now, we'll be able to service any of the students and families that want to be a part of our educational platform and model.
Now, you don't really need to build any additional infrastructure, right? You can, everything's in place. You're in 22 states, as you said. You can basically begin taking new students on right away, can you not?
Well, no, the actual legislation doesn't go into place until 90 days after the end of the legislative session, because it didn't pass by a margin enough to make it go into immediate effect. And so, you know, we have our office based out of Okemos, where our teachers report to. And then from that standpoint, all we'll have to do in order to meet the demand that we have from families and students coming into our program is we'll have to hire, obviously, more teachers, more Michigan-based, highly qualified teachers to meet that demand.
I'm talking to Brian Klochuk. He is the principal of Michigan Connections Academy, one of the two cyber schools that exists now in Michigan. We're soon going to have up to 15. Do you expect, with the demand you're seeing, that we'll easily cap that 15 in no time?
Well, it's you know, it's a gradual phase-in over the next 3 years, and I believe at the end of the first year, the way the legislation is written, you can have up to 5, then it goes to 10, then to 15. So, you know, what we're going to continue to do at Michigan Connections Academy is offer quality, a quality educational experience, and we're going to do what we can in order to attract families to our program, because we believe in what we do and why we come to work every day is provide the individualization in instruction for the families and students that come to MICA.
Now tell me, there are so many options even in the traditional public schools now to take cyber classes, take additional classes. Why would a student or a parent want their kid exclusively in a cyber structure?
You know, that's a great question, and we get that question often. You know, we have the opportunity to host a number of state legislators and Michigan Department of Education officials over the past 2 years to come in, and they often ask that. And really, it just comes down to choice. And that was the basis of the parent empowerment package that the state legislators passed, is options and choices for parents. They're a wide range and a wide array of reasons, and you know, every person has a different story, and we're just very thankful that we're going to be able to service and serve many more students in the years to come.
Isn't there something, though, about being in a classroom, learning to study with your peers, working with them, working side by side with them, that someone in a cyber school is not getting the full experience of?
Well, again, you know, we provide opportunities for our students to interact in a cyber classroom, as well as field trips and other gatherings across the state, but what it comes down to is what parents feel is the best option and opportunity for their children. And I really am thankful of Senator Kohlbeck and his efforts with this bill and providing that opportunity be provided to parents to meet the needs that they feel best fit their student for their education.
So, you know, a lot of this comes down to individual learning. Are you finding students that can pick up information very quickly and may be able to get through 1, 2, 3 grades within a single year in a cyber structure?
Well, no, that's you know, it's about quality and it's not about quickness. And so we all, at the end of the day, we want to make sure that students can meet the state standards, the national core standards, and are very successful and master the concepts that they're required to have. And so it's not about speed. Certainly, we have the ability to individualize students into courses that may challenge them more or provide more support. But at the end of the day, we're going to allow students to grow and get the information and the learning that they need to be successful.
I took a look at the Connections Academy website. It pointed out that part of the program involves a learning coach, which is often a parent who is there with a child. Is that an essential part of the program, and can a child really do without one?
Well, it is an essential part, because the backbone of our program is the relationship between the teacher, the student, and the learning coach. And so it's really what we find is parents who really want to be a part of their child's education find great success. And there's a lot of opportunities for growth with the learning coaches, a lot of learning on their end that we provide orientations and trainings to help them along the way, to help transition into this model But
what if both parents work, though, which is very common, of course?
Right. But in a particular case where that happens, that students are able to access their curriculum 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So in the event that a parent were to work both shifts, they could bring in another family member to be a learning coach. They could do their schooling when their parents get home that evening. The students have access to their curriculum at all times. And mm-hmm. so the staff is available during the day from 8 to 4 every day. But there are instances where we make arrangements to make those contacts and speak with learning coaches and students at night. If and where needed.
So that
doesn't deter students from coming into the school, mm-hmm. but certainly the role that the learning coach plays in the full educational experience is important in our program.
Just a minute left. How do you handle a student that is failing? Typically in a normal school, they might go see a counselor. They might be able mm-hmm. to get tutors. What do you do in the cyber structure, and how many times can a student repeat a class if they need to?
Well, and again, what we do is we have a number of tiers built in for support for that individual student and that family. And so there's many options that we have to work with. We have had students that have struggled in the past, and there's things that we can do within our environment to help support that student become successful.
I see. So they basically get a tutor, essentially?
They do have that option for a tutor. We also have opportunities for them to come into and get additional instruction and provide other supplemental material to enhance the instruction as well. We work really hard to meet the students and help them be successful.
So tell me one last thing. Is there a particular kind of student that is really more suited for a cyber school structure versus one that you'd say really should not be involved in that kind of schooling?
No, I would never say no to any type of student. I think that kids know the best, the way they learn the best, and the parents know the way the children learn the best. And I'm just thankful that we're an option for those students who think that this is a great opportunity for them.
Brian Klochuk, he's the principal of the Michigan Connections Academy, which is one of the two cybers here in Michigan, soon to be many more. Brian, thank you very much for joining us this evening.
Thank you for the time. Appreciate the opportunity. Have a great evening.
You also, and when we come back, we're going to talk about this horrible thing that's happening to our crops here in Michigan due to that warm weather we had in March. It is very devastating. We'll get the details on what happened and what can be done at this point. That is next. I'm Michael Cohen, and this is 1320 WILS.